As promised, we're joined right now by the head basketball coach at Georgia State. Led Georgia State to the third Sun Belt tournament title in the last 5 years. He is already a March legend. Georgia State, 24-9 this year. They go up against Houston Friday night, 7:20 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by Ron Hunter. Ron, it's great to have you back on. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. We're actually on a bus headed to the airport right now.
Man, that's perfect. That is absolutely perfect, because I was going to say, after you beat UT Arlington in New Orleans on Sunday, you said in your press conference, the guys had a drive ahead of you to get back to the campus, and quote, "This is about to be the best party bus you have ever seen. We're not going to a restaurant. I canceled it. We're not going to a hotel. I canceled it. We're getting with my team. We're getting with our families. We're getting on a bus. You're going to hear us all around the country." So let me ask you first, what was that ride home like on the bus?
I tell you what, man, it was great. It was a party bus. We had our families on there with all the players, and it was just a great opportunity to just spend time with the team and just us. And so I tell you, we made a five-hour bus ride seem like it was 45 minutes.
Ron Hunter joining us. Now, Ron, the thing is, the televisions on the bus did not get the selection show, so you had to pull off the road in Mississippi to watch the selection show. What kind of a place did you end up at, and what was it like watching the show there?
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy, because 10 minutes before the show, my SID came to me and said, "Hey, coach, you know, 10 minutes, the show starts." Well, they said we couldn't get CBS on the bus, so I told the bus driver, I said, "Listen, first opportunity you get, let's just stop." He said, "Coach, we're in the middle of Mississippi." So we drove, and we got out the first exit. We saw a bar, restaurant, truck stop area, and my guys didn't want to get off the bus. So I got off the bus first, talked to the guy, and there were about eight guys, about 75. We're drinking beer, and we walked in, and, man, it was great for us and great for them.
Ron Hunter joining us. Ron, you cut out for just 1 second. Let me ask you, how many people were in that place when you walked in, and did they know
there
who you were?
Eight guys, probably about between 75 and 85 years old, drinking beer.
Did they have any idea who you guys were?
Have no clue. No clue. I think they thought this was like a hostile takeover. I had all these guys from Atlanta come in at 6'8", 6'9". They thought these guys, we were taking over the bar.
That is great. Ron Hunter joining us. So Devin Mitchell said that while other teams were celebrating Selection Sunday in players' lounges and arenas, the fact that you guys celebrated in a random joint in Mississippi was perfect. He said, quote, "It's us. It's always just been us." So how would you describe the attitude and the approach of this year's team, Ron?
Well, you know, we had everybody back from the team a year ago. And last year, I thought the kids were just excited to be playing. We played Cincinnati really tough until the last 4 minutes, and we couldn't make a shot. This year, just finished some practice about an hour ago, they're a lot more focused. They want to go and win games. You know, I've got five or six seniors. We shoot the ball really well. We beat Georgia. We beat Alabama, so we're not afraid of the moment. The stage won't be too big for us. And so our kids are ready to play. This isn't just about going to the NCAA tournament. We're making this a business trip.
We're talking to Ron Hunter. You know, to that point, you've made going to the tournament a regular thing and pretty much the expectation now at Georgia State. Man, but there's still nothing easy about this. How much pride do you take in the program that you, your staff, and your players have built over the years?
Well, you know, we really have. Before we got here, they had 8 straight losing seasons. And so to be able to go to the NCAA tournament 3 times in 5 years is a lot of hard work. But mostly it has to do with our kids. Our kids have bought into what we wanted to get done, and it is. You know, we got guys in our program, the only thing they know is going to the NCAA tournament. And so the expectations they'll pass down to our young guys, that's how you beat a culture in a program.
We're talking to Ron Hunter. Now, DeMarcus Simons had 27 in last year's conference title game, but only 10 in this year's. That's a huge difference. The difference being you had 5 guys in double figures, 5 starters in double figures. So what's that say about your depth and the balance that you have with this year's team?
Well, that's why I think this year's team is better. Last year, DeMarcus had to really carry us. And even in the NCAA tournament against Cincinnati, he was great, but our other guys really didn't play like capable they were supposed to play. Now I've got guys, we can really shoot it. We got 5 guys averaging double figures. He's averaging less points, but we're a better team, and he's actually a much better player now than he was a year ago.
Well, of course, Ron, you and the program went legend back in 2015 when your son RJ hit that dagger to beat Baylor. And after that legendary showing in 2015 when you beat them, you were everybody's favorite team. You yourself could have gone elsewhere as a coach, but you decided to stay right where you were. Why was that?
Well, you know, one of the things I think is really important, you know, guys just make jumps for all the wrong reasons. I'm not chasing money. I'm chasing happiness. I love being here. I know at some point I know that there'll be time to go. But at that particular time, it wasn't the time. I wasn't ready in that regard. I'll know when if someone offers me a job, if I've got to think about it, I'm not going to take it. It's one of those situations. I'd rather be happy than have a lot of money. And so I'm happy right now. And so for me to leave, it'll be a place where I feel like, okay, this is a place I can go and be happy.
What a great take that you're chasing happiness, not money. But then again, I guess on some level, Ron, I can make the argument that you've got the best team in the state of Georgia and you're winning every single year. Is there an argument that why should I go someplace else when I'm killing it right where I am?
Yeah, you know, that's one part of it. But I want the state of Georgia to be good. I want Georgia to be good. I want Georgia Tech to be good. I think it's important for the state of Georgia to have multiple teams in the NCAA tournament. But again, if it's time for me to leave, I'll leave. And I'm serious about this, Jim, that I'll wake up, somebody offer me a job, and I'll say, that's what I want to do. And I'll just do it, especially if I feel like there's nothing more that I could do at Georgia State. But right now, man, I'm having so much fun. Why mess with that for free extra dollars?
Ron Hunter joining us. All right, Ron, so you draw Houston in the first round. You know the deal in the NCAA tournament. Every single team is good. I know you're not going to be intimidated, but how do you go about preparing for a very good, very tough Cougars team?
Well, we have to play our style. You know, we shoot the ball extremely well. If we're making threes, if we're shooting our three-point shot at a 40% clip, I feel really good about the game because our defense is also pretty good. I know that they get a lot of credit for their defense, but our defense was really good also. And so I think the last message I gave to my guys, be extremely poised and rebound the ball. We do those two things with 3 minutes to go, and it's a one-possession game. I feel like we'll win the game.
Ron Hunter joining us. Now, Ron, in a recent ranking of the coaches in the NCAA tournament and what they were like as players, you came in at 27th. Now, you went to the tournament three times as a player at Miami University. You played with Ron Harper. You went up against guys like Len Bias. What do you remember about those trips as a player?
I don't know what I remember, but I was so disappointed at 27, GM, man. I couldn't get in the top 10.
Right.
I was really mad. Matter of fact, you brought it up. I'm mad now that you just said it.
Sorry about that, Ron. Sorry about that. It's like, and the problem is you can't go out there and prove it to somebody right now, right?
No, man. You know, remember, I tore my Achilles. I got an artificial hip, and I got a bad knee.
That is something else. Hey, listen, though, you play with Ron Harper. I haven't talked to Ron in a number of years. He was one of my favorites. Man, I love talking to Ron Harper when he played in the NBA. What was he like to play with, and do you still stay in contact with him?
Oh, yeah, we usually talk about once a week, and, you know, we were friends in high school. We actually went to college together and decided to go play at Miami together. So we've been friends since we've been 15 years old. So I always tell him, you know, he's got 6 championship rings, and he rebounded all of my missed shots, and all of a sudden made him millions and became an NBA star off my missed jump shots. But that's my guy. He's like a brother to me, and he's actually been at every single one of my NCAA tournament games, and his son's actually playing at Rutgers this year, so I don't know if we get an opportunity to get to Tulsa on this trip.
I love hearing that. I love Harp. He was a good, good player, too. Hey, listen, you're not allowed to fill out an NCAA bracket. You know that. You can't fill the bracket out because of NCAA rules, but you said that if you were going to fill out a fast food bracket, you'd have Chick-fil-A in the title game. Lay it out for me, Ron. Why are they the fast food outlet to beat?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part, Jimmy.
Chick-fil-A in your title game for your fast food bracket. You can't fill out a real bracket, but if you filled out a fast food bracket, do I have that wrong? Chick-fil-A, would they not be in your championship game?
They would definitely be in a Chick-fil-A. They're also an Atlanta brand company. So I had to go with the Atlanta brand company of Chick-fil-A, but they would definitely be in my championship game.
Who do they beat? Who's the runner-up in that game?
That's a good one. Probably, you know what? Wendy's.
Okay, Wendy's. All right, then.
They beat out Wendy's.
Head basketball coach at Georgia State. He led Georgia State to the third Sun Belt tournament title in just 5 years. And as I mentioned already, a March legend and looking to go legend once again. Ron, I appreciate the phone call from the bus. Listen, good luck against Houston, and it's great to have you back on.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
My man, take care, Ron. Great talking to you. Y'all remember 2015 when his son RJ hit that dagger that beat Baylor. Remember that?